KB4CBA Mobile.
In 0TR.
Hey, Tom, did I wake you up?
I just finished up my breakfast here and getting ready to sit down for a minute behind the computer.
Messing with you. I just finished my first round of tennis today, so I headed back to the house, and then I'm going to come back for the clinic at 6 and get some more in. I tell you, I missed a lot of tennis last week between the rain and having to go up to Maggie Valley Friday through Sunday. I didn't get much tennis in.
Tennis courts up there?
Tennis courts, but you know, I was up there tending to my sister. She had had cataract surgery, and she needed, you know, me to drive her back to her doctor Saturday morning and help her, you know, put drops in her eyes the first day after. And but after that, she was pretty good. Sunday, I left Sunday, came back. That was yesterday.
Well, you're a good brother. That's a long drive up there for that.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's about an hour and a half. I stopped by the pie shop and got me a sugar-free chocolate cream pie. So I got one more piece in the refrigerator.
Sugar-free chocolate cream pie. Yuck.
Hey, I'm in the noise zone here. I'm waiting for the light to turn green. Give me just a second. DBA. Yeah, this radio has a mute button, but I didn't want to mute it because you know, because I heard you first transmission, but the second one I just couldn't pull you out of the noise. It's just so dang strong.
Gets that way over there, Dave. Well, to sum it up, you said yuck.
Yeah, if you ate it, you would not know. And they use, I honestly don't know what they use for a crust, but it's some kind of chocolate cookie crumbs or something. And it's a huge pie, too. It's not just a little, you know, I'm talking about diameter and the height. It's got a lot of whipped cream on it. It's sugar-free, and it is tall. They had to put it in a big old box for you. And, of course, it's in my, you know, little metal pie tins. But, boy, it is something else.
Any hope for you, Dave, but I hope there is, but I can't see it. Oh, well, you're an amazing man, being able to stick with that diet. There's very few that ever do. The neighbor's got a daughter, and she's had that bariatric surgery, and it's like everyone I ever seen that had that, they gained the weight back because they don't adhere to any kind of a diet like you do.
It's tough. If you don't stick with it, and but, you know, heck, I've been doing it for 15 years, or more like 20 years. And so, it's just like, it's just a lifestyle change, really, is what it is. worked out good. I just think I told you, I just saw the doctor a couple of weeks ago, did all my blood work, everything's right where it should be, and so as long as he's happy, I'm happy.
This last blood test I had wasn't as good as, you know, they always say, well, you got the blood of a 17-year-old, but not this last time. I think I'm aging is what it is. I'm reluctant to follow that road, but, you know, there's not a heck of a lot of choice. Oh, seemed like this week Bernice has got an epidural tomorrow. Bernice has got Clem's and I the next day, and Bernice has got a lab the next day. So the next 3 days you're kind of take it up. And then next week I have a lab down in Greenville, and she has a doctor's appointment. Usually when you get old, it's pills and bills, but you're doing good, Dave.
Pills and bills. Yeah. Well, the other week I think I had three or four doctor's appointments. They landed on the same week, but they did, and it didn't interfere. As long as it didn't interfere with my tennis, I'm fine. It doesn't bother me. I just tell them, I say, I can't come at this time or this time because I'm playing tennis. So, you know, they know not to schedule my appointment during my tennis time.
Yeah, I don't run into that too often, but it happens. The VA, they changed doctors here lately, and they called me from Columbia and said, well, Dr. So-and-so has quit down here, and we got to reschedule you with the new doctor, and then that kicked me out 3 months. Well, that's okay. Well, a few weeks later, I get a letter in the mail. Hey, we've been trying to contact you from Greenville, VA, and you need to make your appointment, or, you know, we're going to kick you out of the system, basically. They didn't say it that way, but, and I just talked to this nice lady down at Dorn Medical Center in Columbia, and she had scheduled me, and I had it written on my calendar right beside me here, my ARRL calendar. And yet they said, no, they didn't have any record of it. Well, that's where they're scheduled at. And so they had to reschedule me, and that kicked me out another 3 months. It gets frustrating, Dave.
Part can be frustrating. All my doctors are... Thank goodness I don't have to deal with anybody out of town. And you know, they're all fairly local here. I don't have to drive very far to go see them. So it works out pretty good. And the dentist as well. So anyway, so did you get your... did you get your antenna straightened out?
Sure, I did. I made some, very few, but some really good contacts on it. Monaco was one of them, and old Israel, and a few places. Yesterday, I actually talked to a guy in central France, which is usually easy as pie. In Europe, they're just not too hard, but I didn't see anything on CW, so I just went ahead and went up on sideband and just to check it out and see if it would tune up there all right. And the old Superloop's doing a fantastic job, Dave. Usually anything I hear, I can work it. There was one last night I wanted to work, and he was in Texas, and I'm telling you, there was so much QSB, which is static, you couldn't imagine it. And they're I don't think there was that many thunderstorms around, but it was like a frying pan on there. And I had to call two or three times, but I got him on the Carolina Wyndham. And he was, oh, 5x5 at the most. And it was just crummy conditions there last night from what I could see.
But on last night I'd just gotten back from Maggie, so I was, spending time with my wife, and she hadn't seen my lovely face all weekend, so she wanted to spend some time with me. Imagine that.
Well, no, I can't imagine that, but you left yourself wide open there, and I just don't know how to reply to that. Back to you, NZLTR.
So, you know what they say, I can't wait till tomorrow. Ask me why.
Darn. Well, I was looking at a ham radio outlet here at the same time. Oh, it really ticks me off. They have the Dayton Ham Convention over the weekend. And Yaesu and ICOM, a lot of them had real good deals going during that time. But you think Kenwood would? Heck no. Means I have Kenwood equipment. I wanted to see them knock down the price on a particular radio, but I don't think I'd have went for it anyways. But I just wondered what they would do, on certain things. And they didn't do a blasted thing. It makes you wonder about their existence.
I stopped and lost the repeater, but anyway, I think I'm back. KP4CBA.
I said all the big manufacturers usually put on a lot of discounts on whenever they have the ham convention. And ICOM, and yes, you did, but not Kenwood, not a blasted thing other than handy talkies, maybe.
I don't know that I've ever bought a Kenwood. It's not that I have anything against them. I've just never bought one. And I seem to be drawn to ICOM, and I think the only reason I bought this Yaesu handheld was the ICOM equivalent really didn't offer as much as the Yaesu did, and it was the Yaesu was a heck of a lot cheaper. And I just liked the way it looked, the aesthetics of it too. So, I mean, to me that's part of it. You don't want to be looking at a radio that you don't like the way it looks, so or at least I don't, and that's why I bought the Yaesu. But anyway, I wouldn't mind going to Dayton sometime. I guess I would have to drive, and that'd be a long drive, but I hear it's a really good ham fest.
This is NZLTR, KB4CBA. Yeah, I would have, when I was younger, but I didn't have the money to, and now I'm too old to travel that much. It's really difficult day for me and the wife, and I don't like going any place without her anyways. And she don't have that much interest in becoming a ham, and I'm not going to force it on her. But I think you'd be a lot better off to go down to the one in Florida. Rusty's been to that one. It's one of the biggest in the United States. And that would be a lot easier drive from what I've been told. We drove to Michigan one time from here and then went back down to Dayton. But it wasn't during the Ham Fest. We went to the United States Air Force Museum there and then visited some relatives. But it's a long drive. It really is. And that one that they have that got over with a month or so ago down in Florida, that'd be the one I'd go to, Dave. If you want to go to a huge one, and I guess it's huge. Yeah, I was just looking at things here for fun of it. I'm going to order a couple of fuses for my lightning arresters. I like to have them on hand if they get knocked out. And Jesus, top of the line 200 watt transceiver is normally $5,199.95, so $5,200, and they got it down to $4,400. That's quite a savings. But Dave, I'd have to learn all new operating procedures with that. That's a beautiful radio, but it's far too much money. But it isn't for what it is, and it's got dual band receive, so you can simultaneously, let me drop this, receive on two different bands, like 40 and 80 meters or whatever. And they've, you know, their SDR receivers and the HF through 6 meters, they're just a beautiful radio. The one of the top of the line Kenwoods that I like is the 890, and it's like $4,700, and it's just a single band receive. So it really seems kind of silly, you know, if a guy bought that one rather than the Yaesu. That's less money and more performance.
Okay, I got most of that. Sorry, I had to. I met my wife. She's leaving, and I'm pulling in the driveway. So of course, she was like, "Are you gonna stop?" Well, yeah, I didn't even. I could forgot why this car was in the road, and then I realized, "Hey, that's my wife's car." Oh my goodness, I'm losing it. Well, I gotta jump out of here, Tom, and go inside and get out of these clothes. But anyway, and the she's got a couple of grandsons with her, so they'll be back in a minute, and you know how that goes. But anyway, have a good day, and we'll talk some more about these amateur radio ham fest, because I might want to try that one in Florida next year or whenever it is. But anyway, I'll clear out of here after your final N0TRKB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, Shelby used to be huge up there. I don't know if it still is or not. I think somebody said it wasn't, but that was a big one. But the one in Florida is a monster. A ham fest, and it would be nice down there during the time that they have it, because it's cooler up here and it's nice down there. So I think it'd be a good place to go and not have to drive that far. Rusty can probably tell you more about that. He's been to it. KB4CBA in 0TR 73. Dave, have a good day.